Hey, what you say? Hey, what do you say? Is it time? Is it time to connect the dots? Well, wouldn't you like to know? Well, let me tell you, this is BBS Radio. And all I gotta say is, hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. And I'm talking to you from the other side. And the other side is the other dimension. That's right. You know, the Earth is vibrating in two dimensions now. At least vibrating more. But the future is in the fifth dimension. We're still locked in the third dimension because of the world order, dark forces, negative entities, and all those bad guys that are creating all the problems in our world. But it's not going to be that way for that long. Trust me on this. It's not going to be that bad for that long. But in the meantime, we have to deal with what we have to deal with. And there has to be accountability, believe it or not. I don't say there won't be accountability, but there has to be accountability. And there isn't enough accountability right now. One of the main problems we have is government. A perfect example is New York City. If you've been paying attention to the news, what happened in New York City within the last week, right around the Times Square area, a couple of cops were mugged by migrants, gang of five or more. They tried to apprehend one of them, and then the other gangs, and this was all caught on video camera too, came around, pulled the officers off, tried to pull the officers off the their friend that was being arrested, and the kids were kicking them, and these were all migrants. So they all got arrested, and they all got released. No charges, no anything. I mean, I don't know, they might have filed a report or something like that, but they were released on their own cognizance. I mean, this is insane. Migrants, too, you know, don't even have actual rights of the American people, and this is how they were treated, and this is how disrespectful the cops were treated. This is America. This is New York City. I mean, this is insane. Where's the accountability? Well, apparently in New York City, there is no accountability. The government can order people around from the top down, and they can handle any stupid situation any way they want, just like they put all the migrants who were shipped up from Texas, you know, didn't cross the border, landed in New York Harbor. They were shipped by bus up from Texas, and they put them up in big, fancy hotels in New York, yeah. And the regular homeless people in New York, a problem that was never solved, and they really don't do a good job of dealing with it, they're stuck out on the street in the cold or given other inadequate assistance. But the migrants, you know, they're given money, they're given new hotel rooms, you know, luxury by most standards, hotel rooms, and this is what the hell is going on, you know? This is no accountability, and it's infuriating to the general public. And, of course, this is all planned to happen, and the people who get to make the decisions who have at the top authoritative positions of authority presently in the government are being ordered to do this by the people that give them the bribe money or have blackmail things on them, et cetera, et cetera. And this is being allowed to happen. Why on God's earth is this allowed to be being happened? You know, and if we look deeper into it and look where all these problems started long, long ago, if you look back in the U.S. Constitution, you see, that it started right. It started within the first 5 years. There was attempts made to retake the United States by the United Kingdom, well, was called England back then, or Great Britain, and other foreign entities, Europeans mostly, sought to take claim, you know, like France and Spain, of our territory over here, even though we stole it from the Indians. But most people just push that onto the back burner. But regardless of that, the U.S. Constitution was a great document. 1776 was a great monumental moment in the history of mankind. And no sooner it was put in place, the dark forces began to take it down. And by the end of the they would use all kinds of tricks, the bankers, the world controllers of the time. But, you know, most people don't realize the Illuminati came into existence the same year as 1776 in Europe. And they were the ones at the forefront of regaining control of the American people in the colonies here at that time. So anyhow, then this is fast forward up to, you know, they were getting control little bit by little bit, and it went on and on and on. After the Civil War, basically, we got the big change was the bankers talked the U.S. government into checking out loans and using this trick of creating a second America, except the second one was a business corporation America, and that's the one we're still living on and still controls us. And even though this information has been floating around for years, it hasn't been changed. I mean, but the fact of the matter is, and the point well taken here, is that because this has been allowed to go on for so long, every politician in the federal government is guilty of treason, because they should have known this. And it is a factual record. And why aren't they all in jail? Well, in order to do something like that, you probably need a military intervention. And a good part of the military has been bought out, too. You know, why is the Air Force flying chemtrail planes? Huh? Anybody have the answer for that one? Hey, this is a call-in radio show. That's a great question I just asked there. You know, people have come out. They work on the projects. They don't want to lose their jobs. They can't say shit, you know. And the military is involved in this, too. And we need the military to arrest all these traitorous people. You know, if you think back, President Trump was in. He tried to get something going, did a few things, but he didn't do enough. And I just had to mention that because I'm not against President Trump or what he tried to do. And in certain ways, he is probably still the president of the United States. But the 2024 election is coming up. And as I've said before, I am an independent write-in candidate, and I've got the best chance. You know, I'm willing to stand up to fight for what's right here. You know, as a write-in candidate, I have all the cards in my favor, really, as long as I have the American people backing me up. You know, and if you people are backing up traitors, Democrats, everybody in the Democratic Party, I don't care, even the good guys, you're participating in a traitorous regime that doesn't even have a legal authority to be ruling the people of the United States. We have a caller. Whom am I speaking to?
My name is Eva. How are you?
Hi, Eva. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about our incorporated America, and then I heard you talking about the chemtrails. Pretty bad.
Right, right, right. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty bad. There's a slurry type thing that they were recently dropping just to see if they could make it look like there was a storm going across the country on the radar, you know, on the news radar. You know, when you watch the news for the weather and it shows a storm, they dropped a bunch of stuff that it was laced with. It has the regular barium and the aluminum and all sorts of other chemicals, but it also
That those are the poisons in it. Yeah,
the fiberglass is a new one, right? You heard about that, right? And it shows on the weather channels, like as a storm. And that's what they were trying to do. They do all sorts of experiments on us. You know that.
They have so many bad things in there. I think we've all lost count of them.
In their
arsenal,
plus
they got the Morgellons, the nanoparticles.
Yeah. Absolutely. They're dropping them on us left and right, feeding them to us, lining the inner... Did you know that that most of the cans of food that they... sell to us, as the inner lining is has soy. It's lined with soy. The inner lining of the cans of food.
Right.
Not
you have to watch the labels.
It's crazy.
Is inside the cans? Yeah.
Oh well, we told you there's a label. Yeah, you know, but you know, I didn't even know that until just like a month ago. We're learning a lot fast, aren't we? All of us.
Oh, my God. I mean, they're trying to kill us every way possible. And the sad part is, you know, it's being allowed to happen. Like I said at the beginning of my show, there isn't accountability, and there has to be accountability for what's going on.
And you have always said that on your show. Well, you've always said that on your show. You have said that on your show a lot, that there needs to be the accountability. And it's on us, because it's supposedly we the people, you know, because the government is supposed to come from. Today and yesterday, I went to a David Strait. Have you ever heard of David Strait?
Yeah, David Strait, I've watched a couple of videos. I mean, he's really doing a good job of educating the people about, the quagmire system we're all caught up into, where government lies to us, deceives us, and milks us dry whenever they have the opportunity. Sad, I know. So what did you learn at the thing?
Well, I went, it was 2 days. 8 hours apiece, so it was 16 hours. Boy, that guy's a worker. He just goes and goes and goes.
Yeah, so name something specific that was in this.
That we learned? Okay. Yeah. All right, well, in July of 23, I guess we basically have the one world government that we've been thinking that we would be able to avoid. In July of 23, it changed. The world power structures changed. We're still on the bottom, as we always are. But the Vatican's out. The Vatican's out of the whole scene. The monarchy, out of the whole scene. It's, there's stakeholders. And I guess the United States is basically the whole world in a lot of ways. It's all the same. They're viewed as all the same across the board. We're on the bottom. Then you got like your counties. In just our country, there's like 3,100 low-level managers. Then it goes up to the mid-low managers. That would be all your Department of Health and Human Services. You know, the people that hold all of our vital records and that maintain them.
Right.
Well, it's the whole world, really. Yeah, and they maintain them for the stakeholders. Who's the stakeholders? Right. It goes all the way.
Yeah, well, that's the stakeholders, right? That's the corporate entities.
Yes, the corporate entities. Yeah, absolutely. The corporate entities and the World Health Organization. They think they're going to, Center for Disease Control is just below those guys, Department of Health and Human Services, and then the brokers and the traders and the financial after that. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, the key spots are held by the bankers and the black royalty groups.
Well, it's all because of our birth certificates. It's all because that is the assets. Those are our birth, the world's birth certificates are the assets. Even if you had an abortion, they still count that as an asset because they do the bonds. I'm not kidding you. They do the bonds and the trusts. Yeah, that's why they're all up on the abortions, you know. And it's the UN.
I can see the sick humor in that. I mean, because by the birth certificate scandal, they're defining you as citizen as really a dead entity. So
yeah,
why not include
absolutely.
Why not include the abortion?
You're brilliant.
Because they're also dead entities.
You're very fast. Boy, you got that one quick. No, yeah, there's no doubt.
It's almost humorous. It's sick humor, but I mean, I see the point. Yeah.
Even like the miscarriages, and they want everything documented. The state, the Department of Vital Records, Department of Human Services. It's under the UN basically, and it's all. That's why you got the World Health Organization, the CDC, human. That's why they are on the pyramid structure. That's the new pyramid.
Yeah, the old three-letter groups. Yeah.
The upper tier, and the UN are the big dogs. You know, they're the. But they're managed. It's all about the money. We all know that. I mean, it's always all about the money. They want the power, money and power. What else?
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Now that really answers. That's, yeah,
it's sad,
yeah, the abortion
but,
thing.
It's sad, but at the same time, you know, that's
we
the
know.
Whole point of why I'm running for president as a writing
you know?
Candidate because I believe that people should get behind me and let's challenge the whole system. You know, because
well,
if you,
you know,
keep supporting the system, you're part of it.
Well, it's you know and. These sons of guns that are sitting there pretending. This government's not even a real government in my mind. You know where?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I know it's a
fake
tough
government,
one.
And everybody in government are traitors, and
they
that's
are.
Why they
you said that, and you're right. Yeah,
and that's why they should are. Be able to be taken down. But apparently, we don't have enough. There's the military has been too infiltrated to the point of where there aren't enough top generals to give the orders, arrest those traitors, you know?
You know, and you know what? The law comes from us, not them. You know, but boy, they just keep walking and talking like they got the ball, you know?
Yeah, because people keep
complying. Yes, they
know?
Do.
Yeah, we have to face it. There is no way of avoiding it. We have to stop complying with the decrees that are not laws, and people bossing us around that don't have an authority to boss us around. And they
well,
and,
we
got to
relearn what we lost. We got to relearn what
as
we don't know.
As long as we allow ourselves to be tricked, they will keep the control. I mean, sure, it's going to end when this. The Galactic brothers and sisters finally land on Earth and
well,
clean house.
They may
but
not even bother with
point,
us if we don't.
We have to take command of the situation.
Right. They may not even bother with us if we don't step up. They may think, well, okay. Because
well,
we got to step
you,
I mean,
I'll
I don't
tell
know.
You, I'll tell you this. No, that plan is actually, I've been following it for years. It's a done deal. It's just the question of how soon it can happen. And we want it to happen soon, but there's talk on their side like, man, you people, like, why you don't want to do anything, you know?
Well, over in Europe, they're doing shit left and right. Millions of people.
Yeah, but they're still
up.
not doing enough. The big missing ingredient, they actually do it in the third world nations to some extent. The big missing ingredient in all the civilized world is that the militaries are allowing themselves to be controlled by the criminals, and they're not taking the rightful place of defending the real government and arresting the traitors.
Right.
I mean, the evidence
well,
is there already.
Well, they don't understand it yet.
You know, right? They don't understand it. Well, here's the problem.
I mean, they must not.
We're talking about this now. The problem is the chain of command systems. You know.
Yeah.
Well, we'll think about the police and the command systems, and if the military, if all the or most of the generals have been compromised, they can threaten those under him. Listen, you obey my orders, or you're going to the brig, and that's a heavy.
Right. That's scary. I mean, that's not cool.
That's why the chemtrail plane pilots still fly the planes, because they're threatened.
That's right.
And
what about those police officers?
Command structure. Pardon?
How many times do you think those New York police officers that got attacked, like you were saying, how many times are these police officers, are they going to tolerate this crap? They're not going to tolerate this forever. They're eventually going to walk.
A new precedent was just set last week that the the top brass in New York City is going to allow the invaders, illegal aliens to beat up on the police whenever they want to, and they don't have to worry about anything. They'll just be released. Crazy.
Think about how pissed off these cops are going to be when they find out that they're just viewed, that the judges and the prosecutors just view them as revenue generators, you know?
Yeah, well the judges are a big part of the problem, you know? They're willing to perpetrate this fake republic situation we have now here. Never mind democracy. Yeah. It's a fake republic.
Yeah.
As I said, the problem with republics is in a republic, the representatives have all the power. It's not a democracy.
Well, actually, no, the
people
do.
Don't get that.
The
you
people
know?
Do. No, the people have all the power.
Yeah, right.
If we don't like what they're doing, we take them
the
out.
The people, a majority vote has to have a controlling interest, not the elite. And that's the problem with republics, U.S. included. They've all turned into textbook republics where the people you've elected have all the power, and you can't get rid of them until the next election unless
they
do something really stupid.
Yeah, they can. No, they can, because if they do something that's outside of the scope of their job, then that's an immolation. That's an immolation violation.
Then
you take them out.
Stupid. But if they
do it all the time.
Keep their slate clean. It's pretty hard to get rid of them, unless, of course, like I mentioned it already, the criminal facts are there. They're all in violation of the Constitution. They took an oath when they took office.
That's
Because they're violating
the oath, we're not taking them out.
They're treasonous. They are traitors, but we need the military to come in and do that. You know, you can't go to the New York Police Department and tell them to arrest the mayor. You know,
well, you can ask the sheriff.
The
sheriff
command authority over
the sheriff
them, you know?
Is the only one who can do that. The county sheriff is the only one that can do that.
Yeah, or
that can arrest
the military. You know,
or the military,
especially those people in Washington, D.C., that's the federal government. The military has to take these people out, you know?
Well, that's a different country.
You can't get the you can't get the Washington, D.C. police to go in there.
Right, but that's a different country.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C., that's not even our country.
Yeah, I know, and we know. It's a separate little enigma, like the Vatican.
We should invade that country and take over. You know?
But in order to forcefully do something, you know, U.S. military is the most powerful military in the world. The military has to get involved, you know? No, we don't want the military to take over the government and impose a dictator upon us, but we do want them to arrest the traitors. I mean, it's that simple, you know? And
you hear that right?
I'm not here talking about it. Unfortunately,
you are.
Everybody's up there. He isn't talking about being that bold, you know? In fact, when he was in office, he should have insisted that be done. In fact, he could have.
Well, he did.
Instead of losing the election, he could have used his presidential authorities after he lost the election, while he still had some authority, to arrest the criminals.
Well,
for some reason, he didn't want to go that far. I don't know.
I guess what he did is he did an election. I mean, executive order for continuation of a government in 2018. When they when that election was proven to be fraud, what that election was foreign interference.
He didn't do enough, and unfortunately, he didn't cover his bases. Let me tell you something. This is I'm not doing. This is talking this way to brag.
Uh-huh.
But I know about covering your bases. And you learn about covering your bases in two ways. You have to have firsthand experience in the real world,
right,
down at the street level, and you have to know how to play a good game of chess, which I do. You know, I never played any grandmasters, but I never played anyone that I couldn't beat. I don't win every game, but, you know, if we play three games, I'll win at least one or two of those games. Sometimes if you don't know how to play chess,
I'm a pretty good player too.
Win all three, but you need to understand how to apply chess strategies to the real world. And unfortunately, that's one of Trump's drawbacks. He's obviously not a good chess player. And he underestimated the enemy, you know. It's like, well, that's too many mistakes right there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't have anything against the guy personally. I mean, he did probably more for America than most people have done. And that's why he's hated by the New World Order, because he didn't want to
be terrified of him.
Their puppet. We all know that. But at the same time, unfortunately, here he is running for the Republican nominee, which he'll probably get. But, you know, if you really want to talk the truth, you can't become part of the party that's part of the problem. Mm. And both the big parties are part of the problem. Because they're all traitors, they all take an oath, and they're all not upholding the real Constitution or the real U.S. government. They're all in league with the corporate entities, which is one of the big players on the world stage, which is part of the New World Order already, sadly. You know,
and
he's willing to take that position for whatever reason, but I would never go that route. I mean, sure, I'm just a poor person, but at least I have the brain power to know what's right and wrong and know that you have to take a stand in life on serious issues. You know, that's all.
I think that if he hadn't have done an executive order on election interference back in 2018, I was thinking that's treasonous. I mean, because he has to, otherwise it's treason. And people are reassured. Well, if he knew that there was election interference and he didn't do anything about it, that's fucking treason, dude. Right there. Yeah.
Well, unfortunately,
so he better have done something.
He doesn't know as much as he like to get people to believe.
But he is a wartime president.
If he did,
you know that
he wouldn't have allowed the cheating of the election to dethrone him. And he wouldn't have allowed the situation to continue. And one of his biggest, if you listen to everything this guy said, he was always bragging about, oh, I'm going to have the best advisors.
Hmm.
And every one of his
I think there was a lot that everybody missed. I think everybody missed a lot of stuff.
Him talk about you know, all these things.
He's a wartime president.
You saw David Strait. Well, I never heard Trump talk about any of that stuff.
About what?
The stuff that David Strait is willing to reveal about how the crooked the whole system is.
Yeah. Trump couldn't do it. He can't do that. 138.
So what else did you, if you were at that David Strait
thing,
what else did you, can you reveal to us here?
God. Yeah, see, I got distracted there. We were talking about Trump again, which I mean, I think he's great and all that, but somehow we got switched around on our subjects there.
I have no idea.
It was a good conference,
you know, because people look that here I am on the radio, and believe me, I know a lot more than Trump does or ever will, and whatever. I just had to make that statement. So let's go back to what
you're good.
Can tell us, because you were listening to David Strait. This guy has a lot of knowledge.
Yeah, I want to talk about
something else you learned.
Oh my God. Let's see. Oh gosh, you threw me out. I'm thinking. Because I'm thinking it takes a lot of thought to think. So we got the one world government thing. It's pretty much happened. And I've learned a lot I've learned a lot about secure. We're working on trying to get our SESTA-QV trust, and there's a lot of people that say it doesn't exist. Well, it does, and we've seen it, I'm learning about the social insurance benefits and the assets, because here's how to make sure that the one world government does not work. We all have to seize our assets. Whatever our assets are the bonds that they put on our birth certificates. We have to take them back. We have to take them from them so that they don't have any assets anymore. That's our job as the people. That's the only way we're going to get it back, our country back, our world back, and our control back, is to take, that's what we surmise. That's what we surmise is that we have to take their assets.
That's tied in with the CUSIP
the birth
number,
certificates.
I believe.
Yeah, the CUSIP number. Yes, it is. Yeah, the CUSIP, the birth certificates, the bond, the insured. Yeah. And we're getting closer and closer and closer to being able to repeatedly, people over and over and over acquire it, like all of it. Yeah, in have them write you a check. Yeah. And you know we're getting there. We're getting there. And it's this. He's been saving this. He's been hiding out for a while. He's been saving this information for us, and he's released it. And this was 2 days of information overload. It's going to take me a little bit to process this. Okay, I do know. By the way, I just rescinded my vote registration. I rescinded my right to vote. Did you know that as a citizen, because a citizen is a slave or a corporate employee, that as a citizen, your vote is only worth a third of a vote? Did you know that?
No.
It's horrifying. It's true.
I wouldn't be surprised, though. They've run so many tricks on this. It's unbelievable.
Well, because think about it. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery for the black man, right? And then the 14th Amendment enslaved all of us. The black man was only considered, I think it was either a third or a fifth of a human being at that time. Okay, that's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they're doing to us now. But That's how they made us all.
Equal,
I'm going to be an elector.
We won't make the black person a whole person. We'll degrade.
Well, they're always a whole. We all know that. But each one of us are citizens. All citizens are considered a third of a vote. So I went ahead and rescinded mine, I've told the Secretary of State here in Arizona to send me my elector. I'm going to be elector, which equates to a whole vote. Yeah.
Well,
that's what I'm going to do. That's what I did.
So
if you want to look into that, I can help you.
Elector is obtained in Arizona. You
in any anywhere in America.
The state and
your Secretary of State. Yeah, it's your fundamental. A vote is less than an elector. Okay, and they have swindled us into believing that votes count for something. No, they're only a third. They're only a third of a vote.
All right, but what you said, I think, is quite important. You tell me that addressed the
state
of
Arizona. Vote.
And just run through that again one more time. What you did?
Okay, I have written. I got to get a copy of the letter here. I've written a letter to the Secretary of State here. And I've let him know that I've rescinded my right to vote, which is really not a right at all. It's a third of a vote. And I have requested that he please send me my status, because I am an American state national. Now, I got to look for the form real quick. I don't have it in my hand right now, and I really should have done that before I before I started yakking about it. But I have told him that I want to be an elector, that I have a right for that, and I'm going to have a full vote now. My vote will be a full, entire one vote, which is good, rather than a third.
Okay.
It's three people for a third.
That's very, very interesting. So
it is. You'll have to look into it.
I've heard some other variations that if you're running, like I am, for president as a writing candidate, that I can represent a whole state just by myself from where I'm running in New York. That I can claim to be all the electors. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I don't know the details on this, but I've heard that. You know?
Yes.
But you're telling us that anybody, you know, I forget how many electors New York has, but let's say there was 45 or something like that. I can't think of it right off hand.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Would I have to get 45 people to become state nationals and submit a request to the New York State government to become an elector? Is that how I would get electors?
I don't know. Maybe. That's something I don't know. Now, that's good information, actually. That's good. Excellent, because that's something that you're going to need to know.
I mean, you're the first person I ever talked to that revealed this information about you writing a letter to the Secretary of State of your state.
Yeah, I'm looking for it, too. Sorry.
And
request
to be an elector.
Yes.
And do they have to give it to you?
Yeah, they do, because I'm an American. Yes, I am a freeman. I am a free I am a living human being. I am not a dead entity, right?
Right. You said
where they have vowed.
You did the paperwork to become a state national.
Yes, I did it. Which means I am a free American. I am a real living person. Where everyone, like these guys that took their oath to the corporation, they have vowed to be a dead entity. I'm higher than them. They're dead entities. That's what they are. They have vowed their life to be a dead entity. That's what they've done. Because they vowed to the corporation. Do you understand that?
Yeah,
they've made a vow to a dead entity, making them dead entities. And they have brought you guys, all the rest of us, along with it for the ride. And we didn't even know.
Yeah, well, that's it. Trickery has been a tool of the dark horses, apparently for a long time.
Holy shit,
if we go back way back in history, it was the negative ETs, they came to Earth and infiltrated or set up these things called religion, where they set themselves up as the gods, trickery, and they conned people into believing because they had superior technologies or could travel up in the sky and come down from the sky. They tricked people into believing that they were the gods.
Right, I guess so, yeah.
And
I'm not finding
that trickery
this.
Goes back way back.
Wrong computer. I'm on the wrong computer. That's why I'm not finding it. That's the problem with having 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, I have 3 laptops in here that I dig because I got tons of information.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you a joke about that.
Because
I've had the pleasure of having numerous vehicles, not new ones, but old ones.
These are all old, too.
When it was possible to get a lot of old vehicles at low prices, can't do it anymore, but...
not really.
Oh. You know, that was the problem of having 6 vehicles at one time.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cars.
It was always a problem trying to find a place to park all 6 of the vehicles.
Yeah, New York?
Yeah, you know.
My husband would laugh at that. He would understand.
So, you know, it's impossible to do that anymore because you can't buy used vehicles as cheap as you used to. But, that was a problem, really. I had 6 vehicles. I had a problem. Where am I going to park them all, you know?
Oh, wrong one. Well, my husband, he lived in New York. He lived in New York, so he would understand that completely. There's no parking in New York. None at all.
Yeah, right. Especially in Manhattan, forget about it. They destroyed that town. I mean, they talk about congestion problems. They made it worse than it ever was. They took away over half the parking spaces that used to be there, and it was bad back then. And now they got less than half, so it's even doubly worse. Well, it's the New York government. Yeah, they're all crooks. And it's all about bribe money and kickbacks and everything like that. And they're destroying New York day by day. Hey, this is almost like the last nail in the coffin, letting cops get beat up by a gang of teenage refugees.
Yeah.
And then letting them go, you know, on their own recognizance. I mean, they're probably out there mugging people tonight, you know?
You know it's true. Yeah, they probably are. They're probably killing people. Killing people.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's it. If they're mugging you and you don't want to give up your money, they'll kill you for it. Yeah. You know?
Jesus Christ.
A lot of these criminals that come in from other countries, they have no respect for life whatsoever. They have no ethics.
Some of them don't, do they? And some of them do, though. It's like, how do you tell, you know?
Yeah, sure, there are some good ones. Of course there is. But, you know, because of this open border crap we have going on here, all the criminals, you know, they're money hungry. Man, you know, I can go up to the United States and get away with anything, and they'll just give me a slap on the wrist.
Wow. You know? They are shaming us. They're shaming us. Yeah, they're shaming us, making us look stupid. Well, we're making ourselves look stupid.
And it's all part of the plan, you know? That's why the New World Order government is no good, because they're trying to destroy every nationality in the world to set up a real totalitarian one-world government that controls every aspect of everyone's life. And they're using the migrants to do that. They've done it in Europe already. They destroyed Great Britain. It's sad. And the government they make laws that aid the criminals to come from other countries and live for free and don't have to work.
Everybody's kids here nowadays.
Some of these countries with other ethnic values, the man can have three wives, and he can go to England and have them pay for all three of his wives and give them all apartments. This is insane. And they're trying to do the same thing here in the U.S. now with the open border shit. We'll bring more of these criminals in. Sure, there's some good people coming in. But at the same time, the criminals are having a free-for-all because... it's crazy. You just can't let anybody come into a civilized world. I mean, that should be the first thing that you need to check on people. Do you know how to act civilized and be respectful of other people? Well, if you can't prove that, believe me, we don't want you here, you know? And nobody even has
They came in through the back door. That's illegal in the first place. It's like, come on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because they're making fools of us, and a part of the problem is the chain of command structures are being used against us. You know, if they want to have open borders in America, the New World Order, make sure they bribe the people in the government on the border states to take the bribe money to screw the whole thing up, and they just play along with it. You know. Because people in government are so selfish and money hungry that they don't have no qualms about it, you know, and they try to pass the buck. Oh, it's the federal government's problem. But it's the state governments on the border, their problem too, you know. And the buck keeps getting passed for one another. And all the decisions, you know, I knew this ages ago, that all the decisions being made are the wrong ones, and it's being done on purpose. And money is determining who gets to the people at the top of the chain of command make one stupid decision after another. And New York City has become a perfect example of that. You know, it was just in the news today, I think, that robots or yesterday or something, they paid millions of dollars to buy robots to police the subway stations, and now they're not even going to put them out there because they find that they don't really work right.
Oh, my God. Crazy.
Right.
Crazy
Talk
stuff.
About wasting taxpayers' money. And
yeah.
This has been going on for decades in New York. They just keep making one stupid decision after another.
It's across the whole across the whole country. This isn't just New York.
But New York is leading the crowd now.
They're getting smart. They're getting good at it.
Oh, they're definitely putting the nails in the coffin in New York City. Just the last thing with the police is too much, man. And,
That's wrong. See, that's they're going to lose the support of the police, and the police are going to realize that they've been made a mockery of for all these years, and
that's going to deteriorate the whole situation even worse.
Well, the police are going to stand with us, is what's going to happen, and I'm grateful for that. They're going to stand with us because we, the people, are just about dead, tired, and sick of it.
That is an important aspect of we, the people. We need to have the police on our
yes,
side.
Yes, we do.
And not the chain of command following robots. Because many places, there's a lot of bad places in America where the police are they're the strong arm for the municipal crooks.
Yes.
You know?
Yes,
they
but when they realize
money generators, you hide behind the
billboard. Yeah, when they realize that,
tickets.
They're going to be angry. Right. They are when they realize that they're just being used by these corrupt people. They're not going to be happy.
Don't forget. In some of these towns, the police are in lockstep with the crooked politicians who run the town. And it's all about kickback money
at the
highest level. And that
keeps
the whole situation locked in place like that. It has to do with the kickback schemes. You arrest
I'm thinking
people,
that there is.
It's tied in with the crooked legal system, and we put more people in jail, and we get their trust money, and
we trick them
out of more money, and we'll share that money with you. You just go out there and keep arresting these people and victimizing them. And there are some towns where the police go along with that shit,
It's an important situation.
Look at the stupidity going on in France. I don't know if you were about it with the farmers in France.
Yeah.
Where the police
are fighting the farmers
are trying to stick up some common sense, and the police there are guarding that moron Macron from the farmers. He doesn't deserve a police force guarding him because this guy doesn't listen to anybody, they're battling the farmers, and then they start
confiscating
their tractors. And that's how the police work in these crooked organizations. They look for a single person they can bully up on, and they victimize
them. And they did that. Yeah,
then.
They do that. You're right.
And then they go for
one
another
at a time.
One they can bully on. So, police departments are important. And the same problem in friggin' England too. I mean, we have our own problems.
Well, we're gonna have to walk away from everything we own then, just like they did back way. We're just gonna, if it gets that bad, where they start picking, we're just going to have to all decide. We've got to walk away from everything we love and own and fucking take them on.
I just have to make this point so people listening can understand how bad, how important the police are. And you can't allow them to be puppets for the crooked governments. In England, the Islamic people are taking over England, They have nothing in common with the Christians there. They're a violent religion. They claim to be a peaceful one. They come in for the freebies. They take over the streets. They parade up and down thousands of them, so they have the power of the numbers. The police let them do whatever they want. They can go out there with their megaphones and cause extreme loud decibels with their preaching with thousands of people together. But a single person standing on a soapbox in a local park gets apprehended by four cops telling him that, listen, you can't do what you're doing, will arrest you, and he ends up getting arrested because the cops want to pick on a single person they can bully with four or five of them, and they let the Islamic terrorists and criminals just walk all over them, you know? And this is what's going on every day in the United Kingdom, Great Britain. It used to be Great Britain. Now it's a puppet state for the New World Order. But with the exception of the royalty, it still has their special place. And, of course, the City of London, the bankers rule. London town, not the big city of London, but that one square block area called the City of London.
Yeah.
Separate entity, you know. It's not part of Great Britain.
Yeah.
Well, so much for that. Can you think of anything else you picked up at the David?
Yeah,
show?
God, there's so much. I might call you in next week if you're still at all talking anything about this stuff. Because there's so much stuff I can't even. It was like the last 2 days solid. You know, 8 hours, and then 8 hours.
I've only watched a couple of his videos, but man, the amount of information that he's reveals that we're being tricked and not told the truth.
And this was all new, too. This is all pretty much new stuff that the test of QV, the trust is very close. There's a few more things I got to do then.
I find that he's talking the truth. I mean, one of my favorite stories is, you know, I know a few people that know a few things about what we're being lied to. And one of the most important things is people need to understand that what's the law of the sea is what rules the commercial corporation.
Yeah, Admiralty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Water.
Okay, law, right. And that's the whole, the court systems are based on that, and the fact that that's what why the judge sits up high behind a big desk, because that represents where the captain would be on a ship at sea. And the captain at sea is like the perfect dictator, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He has the authority to order the death of anyone. Cause you to walk the plank, can put you in irons, captain, the ultimate dictator, the captain of the ship. And that's how the court is set up. That's why the judge is sitting high above you there. That's why you have those little gate doors of access on each side. Because they want to represent the admiralty of a dictator captain on a ship.
Mm-hmm.
And
basically a pirate.
Yeah, right, you know, and that's it. When you're out on the sea, and that's what apparently all U.S. law is based around, admiralty law, when you go to court, they don't tell you that, though.
And, no, of course not.
I started finding out about that because I know this guy who has a high position in the 9/11 groups, and he's a real truth seeker. In fact, we met at a 9/11 event, and he told me his story. He said, he warned me, don't try this unless you know what you're doing. But he walked into court. He had to show up in court for something, and he approached the judge, and he says, "Your Honor, I want you to tell me what court I'm in here."
What jurisdiction?
What's the name of the court I'm in here? And because the judge was caught off guard and refused to answer, he just turned around and walked out of the courtroom. The judge didn't say anything. The cops didn't try to stop him. And that was the end of the case.
Of course. You bet.
So it just goes to show you, when we present them with the truth, that they don't know what the hell to do.
Right.
You know?
And they don't. They one of the attorneys, they say, truth in fact will not be tried in court. That's one of their sayings. Truth in fact will not be tried in court. What kind of shit is that? When we're thinking we got to prove ourselves, all this crap.
Believe me, I'd love to see all these judges come down. Well, that's something we have to look at. That's the promise that we have gotten from the galactic brothers and sisters when they finally land here and round up all the shit and with their own military force. They know where everybody is, and they're just going to go get them. And they said,
"God, I hope we have some of it done.
We're going to give you what the rest of the universe has. It's called the Galactic Codex
cool.
for a legal system. And in that system, there are no judges and there are no lawyers. And anybody who wants to be part of this new system, they have to be retrained for another profession." Because we don't allow judges or lawyers.
Right. Cool.
And we'll all be a little better off. Come on. If the law was simple, and we wouldn't need lawyers or judges. But it's, the whole thing is a complex scam, you know, to trick people.
Right. No victim, no crime. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
no one's hurt,
I mean,
and no one's had a great loss, there's no crime.
I've always said that... people respond better to agreements and understandings than laws written in stone. You know, it's just common
sense.
These
dark bags, those dark bags of for entities, I don't think that they're human. I just have no idea.
That's the latest info. I mean, I realize most people don't follow this stuff, but the this information's been floating around for almost decades now, some of it.
Yeah.
That many of the people in governments all around the world, these are negative ET races in cloned human bodies. And they learned, my understanding, they were doing cloning 50 years ago. They started doing it. 50 years and forgetfulness.
Yeah.
And
yep. Yeah, I've heard that too.
And that's a sad situation. That would be that should be a new test for members of Congress. You have to pass the test whether you're a human or not. If you can't pass that,
whether you're a clone human or monster. Yeah. Hey, I gotta get. It's late. It's over here. Well, it's later where you're at. I'm tired. It was a long few days.
No, it's early in the morning. Like we're going on almost 2 a.m. Hey, listen. Hey,
I'm
call
tired.
Back again when you got some more detailed information.
When I get it all, when I wrap my head
Drake,
around
there's
it.
There's got to be some more interesting things. I mean,
I
just have a general understanding, you know. But if you went to a lecture for 2 8-hour lectures, boy, you must have a boatload of information.
I'm inundated. I don't know where to start. I don't know what's important. It's just it all just flows, and it's just like, a constant barrage of information. I didn't even take notes.
Yet. I know.
I'm going to sit down and watch it again.
You know, that's part of the problem that we've been duped so much with so much bullshit dumped on us, tricked so many different ways that it boggles the minds of average people, and they go, I'll forget it. Here, I'll just pay my taxes.
You know, and
that
would work. That's right, and because it's easier. I'm going to go back on to the because I went. I wasn't there in person. I was on Zoom, but I get the recording, and I'm going to go back, and I'm going to take notes. I could not take notes. It was just he was too fast. He was too. It was just. And it just took me everything I had. And I don't write shorthand, so I got a few notes in, but I'm going to sit down in front of the Zoom, in front of the recording and get it.
Some of the things I like about what he says is about you don't really need a permit for a gun,
You don't.
This
is all true.
But you got to know the law that gives you the right to do that,
It requires right.
In watching his videos, he talks about his stack of papers he carries with him because I guess you need to have that papers when you're dealing with law enforcement people that don't know their ass from a hole.
Yeah, you want to educate them, Yeah, we want to help them.
Yeah.
Do the right things.
Here's one more story you might appreciate.
This is
from the same guy who asked the judge the key question and then got to walk out of court and without being stopped and thereby proved his innocence.
That's cool.
He's the only person I ever met that battled the IRS by himself and won. Mm. And he got...
I hear it's easy. Okay, we did address the IRS very much. Yeah.
Yeah, and he got... he won his case where taxes would no longer be taken out of his paycheck.
That's where I'm going here pretty quick. That's what I'm doing.
So,
that's
These things are possible, and this guy has no legal degrees. He's self-educated, but he knew how what to say and how to say it, and he won his case.
Right.
You know, like those commercials say, oh, you can't battle the IRS. Well, this guy proved everyone wrong.
Well, first of all,
a self-educated person, and he won the case that taxes would no longer be taken out of his paycheck.
Okay, first of all, what money, the tender we have, the tender that we use, the fiat tender?
Yeah.
That's debt. That's not, that's debt. I mean, we're not supposed to be, you don't pay taxes on debt. It doesn't make sense. Let's just start there. There's a lot of problems with
I know, It's again, trickery, you know. There's all kinds of stupid laws on the books that need to be removed, you know, that, it's something about any time you sign a document, you're agreeing to negotiate something, and you then fall under the Uniform Commercial Code.
Well, right, but you shouldn't have done your first, the first 1040 is what made you...
Merchantorium, the
I got letters
law.
That level.
Mercantile law.
I got letters and, to resend that, too.
Yeah. So, Hey, listen, I'm coming to the end of the
Form
show,
56.
So I want to thank you for calling
You're
in.
You're welcome.
Hey,
thank
if you, can make a list of the things you learned, hey, that's what this radio show is about, educating the people to wake us all up.
I'll share what I know.
Thanks for calling in, okay?
You're welcome.
Have
a
nice night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Well, people of the world, you heard it being talked tonight. I mean, this is what is going on. You know? This is what is going on in the world. The people, we the people, have to stand up for our rights and, you know, start taking command of the situation. We have to take the actions to take command of the situation. And we can't stop. We need to stop going to, you know, the chain of command structures that are supposed to be doing stuff for us, and but they're not. And there has to be a accountability. If this nonsense that happened in New York City with the police being being on by a gang of young illegal migrants, this has to be a turning point, you know, for the police and good people to get together and to stop this illegal immigration of criminals. Sure, there's a few good legal people. And all the games being played, come on, the state of Texas bussing people up. They're the ones who are supposed to be holding the border down. And just because, and then we got a federal government that once opened borders, we got crooks in Congress. But anyhow, all I got to say is, look, it's the only reason I'm running for president in 2024 as a Reagan candidate is to do something right and give the American people a chance to take command of their government. You know, the U.S. government can be taken command of from the top down, not the other way around, like they've lied to you, you know. And the best way to do that is in an upcoming election. But you have to vote for a real person like myself, not a politician, not a member of one of the two big parties, because they are... As I've talked about tonight, they are all traitors, criminals, and some of them negative ETs in cloned bodies. That's how bad it is. And the two parties rule, but we the people, we want to rule. And the only way you can do that is to vote for somebody who's not a part of the political system. And in America, as an American citizen, I have a right to run for president as a write-in candidate. And it'll be rough. I need everybody to support me on this. If you really care about justice, if you really want to call yourself a patriot, you need to get behind what I'm doing here. Because everything in life is common sense, and we have to have accountability. And without common sense being applied, we don't have accountability. We have a bunch of crooks that have tricked the whole country into following a bad rule, chain of command structures. All the bad laws need to be getting rid of. There needs to be accountability in the U.S. Congress. The two major parties, even though they're made up of crooks and criminals, they have to start getting along together because you're ruining it for all of us. And I'm the only guy that, I'm telling you, I'll persuade them, because that's how you get difficult situations done. You persuade them, tell them what they need to hear to get things going in the right way, you know? I don't have to use force to do that, but I do need a support team, and you need to take this seriously, what I'm saying, and you need to get up off your couch and be supportive of someone who has the guts to challenge the crooked system and knows how to do it peacefully by simply winning the election. And there's a way to do this, and believe me, nobody in dark sunglasses is going to come after me because they don't believe I can do it. And they don't have a way to gauge of how many votes I'm going to pull out in the election. They won't know until the night of the election. So that's how it can be pulled off. You know, do some research and find out. Only the counties keep records of the votes for write-ins. You know. They might be falsely celebrating at the end of the night, whoever cheated the most, whether Democrats or Republicans, you know. And they'll be coming up with all fake numbers and stuff. And one will be celebrating. But if you, the American people, want to take command of your government, you need to get behind me, somebody that knows the strategy, how to pull this off. And it can be done. Believe me, I have no doubt in my mind. It's all about ingenuity, and it's all about uniting and a support team. You know, we get, 200 million voters in America, you know? And we're all basically want justice. Well, simple. We all go vote for me, and unless somebody's paying you to vote for them, then you probably, I can understand, yeah, you want to vote with the person paying you to vote for them. We outnumber them, and that's the way it should be. You know, we want to make America a democracy. Never mind about make America great again. That's understood. But how about making America a real democracy? You know, there might not be a good acronym for that, but in order for us to have America as democracy, where the majority will rule and that we control the representatives, not the other way around, you have to take a stand now. It's now or never. Well, tell your friends to tune in next week. This was Radio Free America, Connect the Dots radio show. And I'm going to do the countdown, and then you're going to hear the music. And, hey, are you the partying kind? Well, I am. And I got to be somebody. It's my anthem. Could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody if you're alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't want to be nobody's slave. I don't want to join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.